Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. On this day in 1925, the Schutzstaffel, or SS, was founded under Adolf Hitler's Nazi government in Germany. The BVG plans to have its successful Berl König shared taxi service run throughout the entire S-Bahn ring, including Weißensee and Lichtenberg. The plans were presented to the government coalition by the BVG CFO during a meeting and are being met with criticism. The meeting took place on Thursday as members of the Red-Red-Green coalition unanimously confirmed to the Berliner Zeitung. Since September of 2018, Berl König has been operating in the Eastern S-Bahn ring with huge success. According to the Senate, the BVG currently operates 132 vehicles and is expected to increase the number to 300. The app was downloaded 145,000 times and 340,000 trips have been completed. In comparison, in mid-December, there were 90 vehicles, 90,000 downloads, and 100,000 trips, according to the BVG press release. The trips are booked via an app, which then bundles several user inquiries into one tour. The prices are considerably lower than for a taxi. It's just one of many car-sharing offers in Berlin. Victims and surviving dependents of the terrorist attack on Breitscheidplatz are not satisfied with the federal government's or Bundestag's work so far. The fact that the investigative committee did not hear the most important witnesses at an early stage is not understandable, as relatives wrote in an open letter that was sent to faction leaders on Tuesday. In the meantime, the impression has arisen that this is intended to deliberately delay the clarification of particularly critical facts. The letter continues to say that victims are frustrated by the progress of the committee of inquiry so far. The surviving dependents also wanted to know when the former Federal Interior Minister, Thomas de Maizière of the CDU, would be questioned. The rejected Tunisian asylum seeker Anis Amri had crashed into the Christmas market on December 19th of 2016 in a hijacked truck, killing 12 people and injuring over 70. The Bundestag's investigative committee is to clarify possible mistakes made by the authorities in connection with the attack. The question of how dangerous Amri was and whether he could possibly be deported had been discussed several times before the attack in the Joint Terror Defense Center of the federal government and the federal states. Relatives wrote, quote, "The truth may be painful for us, as well as for many traumatized emergency helpers, but if it is withheld from us or comes to light only in part, it becomes unbearable. For them, it is also important to know who takes responsibility for the failure of the state." The Committee of Inquiry began its work in the spring of 2018. The referendum for the expropriation of housing companies, which has been under discussion for some time, begins this Saturday. And at the same time as the first day of collecting signatures, thousands of demonstrators are planning to march through Berlin to protest against high rents under the motto, "Together Against Displacement and Rent Insanity." Organizers of the demonstration are several initiatives, federations, and parties, and thousands of participants are expected. The organizers want to show, quote, "that living is not a commodity, but a human right." The demonstration route runs from noon at Alexanderplatz in the direction of Friedrichshain to Frankfurter Tor, then over Warschauerstrasse and Oberbaumbrücke to Kreuzberg and on to the arena in Treptow. As part of a Europe-wide action day, there will also be demonstrations or actions in other German cities, such as Munich, Cologne, Dortmund, Dresden, Freiburg, and Leipzig, as well as in European metropolises such as Paris, Barcelona, and Lisbon. Unknown persons have vandalized the graves of two police officers in the Neukölln Park Cemetery who were killed on duty. The graves were also graffitied with swastikas. Police spokesman Michael Gassen said that the graves of Roland Kruger and Uwe Lischied seemed to have been deliberately selected. The graveyard staff discovered vandalization on Wednesday morning and informed the authorities. In addition to the graffiti, the perpetrators knocked over a gravestone and tore out flowers and plants. According to police, forensic work on the scene has been completed, and the state security is investigating. Uwe Lischied died in 2006 and Roland Kruger in 2003. In 2016, there had been an arson attack in Berlin-Neukölln on a commemorative plaque for the police officer Uwe Lischied, who had been shot while on duty. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.